to connect the dots. Connecting the stars in the sky. Outline the Big Dipper. Home of the Dark Horse. Found everything, your hope. But to make the dots. Okay. Hey, I've been hearing people talking about ETs everywhere. In fact, the last radio show they were talking about ETs just before this. Hey, I'm talking about ETs now, too. Yeah, they're here. Some of them live underground. And they're in their spacecraft motherships surrounding the Earth. Some of these ships are cloaked. Some of them are also invisible in other ways. There's spacecraft hiding behind the moon. They are everywhere. They're popping out of the ground like groundhogs. Groundhog Day the other day. Anyhow, as I heard the conversation going, yeah, the government's never going to fess up to all they know about the ETs. Of course they're not. They're the lying, crooked government, you know? Once a liar, always a liar. I don't know what we can say about it, but they're not going to fess up to the whole deal. They'll pretend a little. But just to talk on the subject of ETs, of all things, I'm a free TV watcher, you know. I just, there's like, in the New York area, we have probably about 50 to 60 free TV stations with the new digital setup, you know. And so, I'm surfing the free TV because I like freebies like anybody else. And there's this old Wonder Woman episode, and lo and behold, talk about relating to what we're talking about now, ETs in the future. And let me see, that was back in the 70s, that show, I think. Something like that, early 70s or something. And they had a, you know, it was like a crime show kind of thing. Wonder Woman comes in, saves the day. So this episode was about somebody had a submarine, and they were using a holographic projection machine to project from the submarine. It was riding its surface on the surface, and they were projecting an image of a flying saucer to scare a Russian pilot to drop his nuclear weapon because he thought he was going to crash in with the, into the holographic projection they were projecting right in front of him. And so he let's go of his nuclear bomb. It goes in the ocean, and they recover it and try to sell it to the bad guys. So there it is, the early 70s, and they're already showing us in a TV show the technology they probably had already regarding to how to project holographic, believable holographic projections up in the sky. And nobody was probably taking this seriously back then, but, you know, it's a serious reality. Holographic projections are going to be used by the military. In fact, back in the 1990s, again, I'm just flicking around on the radio dial, and I pick up this conversation. Trilateral Commission is planting holographic projection machines in churches to try to fake the second coming of Christ. Well, now we are in the present, you know. Now the main thing is the Pleiadians. They are ETs, Pleiadians from the star cluster known as the Pleiades. And if you're an old Star Trek fan, which many people are, you'll in the first couple of episodes of the original Star Trek, we have Spock talking to us about, they put up the star chart on the screen inside the Enterprise, and lo and behold, they're showing the star cluster known as the Pleiades, esoterically known as the Seven Sisters, the Seven Stars, starting with Alpha 1. Familiar names, Electra, like there used to be Electra Records, Maya, as in Mayan civilization, and there's a few other names that I just can't bring to mind offhand, but there we are, original Star Trek, back in the 60s, mid-60s, and they're showing us the Pleiades. So now here we are, 2018, and the Pleiadians from the Pleiades star cluster are supposedly here helping us evolve, setting up the new fifth dimension frequencies for the Earth to be in sync with, and now they just have to, supposedly, we have to bring ourselves into the fifth dimension by collectively projecting love vibrations. And we have to do that in a world where the governments are still lying to us, and none of them want to really admit that the ETs exist, even though they've been seen all around the world, even though we have plenty of testimonials of people on secret projects that have actually seen the ETs. I've even talked to one of them myself, who worked with them out on the Montauk secret base location. And so this is the dilemma we have. Officially, ETs will never be recognized, you know, fully by world governments, because world governments are all controlled by the dark side of ETs. They really don't want it to be known that they're here. They want to keep running the show from behind the scenes as much as they can. And so they're definitely against coming true. And then there's the other ET groups that are going to take advantage of people wanting to meet ETs, and they're going to show up and pretend to be the good guys. You know, be prepared for this, because this is all part of the planned scenario. It's like a wrestling, professional wrestling scenario taking place now, and these characters are going to be brought out. There's going to be the bad guys pretending to be the good guys, and then there are the really good guys. Supposedly the Pleiadians are the good guys. But I'm, I don't get fooled that easy, and I'll tell you why, because I have knowledge of a lot of information, and I know that it's easy to pull scams over on the general population, because most of them are asleep in the Matrix now, and living their lives through cell phones. So if they want to fake an ET invasion of Earth, they'll just transmit it into everyone's cell phones, and people all of a sudden, hey, the ETs are invading us, you know? Whether they are or not, regardless of that, too many people are gullible to fall for stuff like that and believe anything that comes through their cell phone. But anyhow, another important piece of information relating to ETs, I think I might have mentioned this before, there's a 1995 movie called, Starlight. Willie Nelson, famous Willie Nelson, is in there. And it's about Pleiadians and half-breeds. And they have this young man who's has the mark of a half-breed. But when the Pleiadian woman comes to pick him up, you know, he's under threat attack by a bad Pleiadian guy who apparently is his Pleiadian father. So they're in that particular story, and science fiction is usually revealing a lot of truth that they can't directly say, so it's put out there in science fiction form. that there are also bad Pleiadians. And as the storyline goes, the woman who is the good Pleiadian, she talks about there's a segment of the Pleiadian population. They're bad guys, and they're also here. And they seek to destroy the Earth, just like all the other bad ETs out there from other races. And there's a lot of this going on Twitter and other venues on the internet, and there's people, Twitter sites supposedly held by Pleiadians right now. In fact, one of them is called Double A Metatron. Now, if you're not familiar with it, Metatron is a powerful being of the higher dimensions, and a true definition of the higher dimensions is the faster vibrating dimensions. No one ever explains that, but it needs to be explained. You know, well, we hear about the Pleiadians setting up the frequencies of the fifth dimension around the Earth so we can move into it. The fifth dimension, because it's a higher number dimension, means everything is vibrating faster in the fifth dimension. And all of it that I happen to learn from a hard book to find called The Crystal Connection, which I talk about in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, which everybody on Earth should buy. Not that I make that much money out of it. The book companies make all the money. But I make some money out of it. But the book was written to educate the human race about all that's going on behind the scenes and explain why things are the way they are. That's why it's a great book. But I give mention to The Crystal Connection, another great book. Not as good as mine, but it reveals very important information into how the operation of the dimensions work. And it provides the information relating to the structure of the dimensions. The higher you go by the numbered dimension, the faster the vibrations get, being multiplied by 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000. So the fifth dimension, and we're skipping the fourth one, is vibrating a lot faster than here. So if it was anyone existing in the fifth dimension and they were walking around on Earth in their fifth dimension vibrational state, we would not be able to see them because they would be vibrating so fast they'd be going back and forth from here to there faster than our eyes are designed to perceive in normal 3D vision. Of course, human eyes can be expanded to see further. I've had the experiences myself. It can be done, but we don't have time to get into talking about that. But let you know, yeah, you always can go beyond the parameters, the normal set parameters. Humans are very flexible creatures, and we have amazing abilities. That's why we're so important to not only ourselves, but to the rest of the universe. In fact, they know more about us than we do. But as a human myself, I can tell you we have remarkable abilities, and I've seen it. Some of them come true in myself, in my own life. Anyway, that's the real deal. The Crystal Connection points out, and it's a very important point to understand, that when you move into a higher dimension, the vibrations are all faster, and it's geometry that does the calculations in the universe. And it's all automatic, pretty much. You know? And another reason you should buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I have some outlined drawings where I am connecting the dots to show you, give you an example, which I've had the opportunity to see, that is the geometric correlates of the platonic solids that do the transfer of energy from our our vibrational states to the higher vibrational states, and it's done with geometry through all the dimensions. Thereby, that's the importance of geometry and special shapes, like the six-pointed star, which actually represents on a solid level, you know, on a piece of paper, it looks like a six-pointed star, but it's actually representing two tetrahedrons that spin in counter directions. And these are one of the major connecting geometric factors that connect the dimensions and extend from one dimension into the next. And so you, it's like on the piano, you hit one C note and the other C notes are vaguely start to vibrate. And that's how it is on, in fact, piano is a good metaphor for dimensions, basically. Because if you hit a C note here on Earth, it's going to register a faster vibrating C note in the next dimension and a faster one in the next dimension. But they'll all be C notes, and there's the connection that all the dimensions can connect via common denominators of the same wavelength. This is an educational show, by the way. It's also a call-in show. If you want to call into the show and add your intelligence to the mixture here, the number is 888-627-6008. And I hear the Pleiadians are giving mention to the number 888. So you can call in by punching in the numbers on your cell phone, 888-627-6008. And you, if you have an antique dial phone where you the dial spins back every time you push up to the hold the stopper there, stops your finger, and then it clicks all the way back. And if you have one of those old-fashioned dial phones, it'll work too. Except then you'll have to put the one in first. In fact, even from a landline phone, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do 1-888-627-6008. And this is the only show on radio that gives you the phone number that many times. Quite often they only give you once, the number once. And if you weren't there with a pencil and paper or had an instant memory recall mine to remember that, you'll probably miss the phone number, the call-in phone number. But anyhow, this is call-in show. Call in if you got something important to say, you know. I know there's people out there with important things to say. And any topic is game. In fact, you might even want to talk about the State of the Union. Not that I really waste time talking about politics, but it was a worthy notice that the members of Congress are still playing those games of tit for tat and taking attitudes, and the Democrats didn't want to applaud to anything that President Trump said, and the cameras were going, showing them how stone-faced they were, and just, you know, being total imbeciles, like little pouty children. In fact, it was one funny scene where somebody in the Democrats, he actually starts clapping to something the president said, and then he looks around, nobody else is clapping, and he stops clapping and sits back in his seat. Well, talk about phoniness. Anyhow, so much for that. Back to the ETs. Yes, ETs are coming. ETs are here, and there's more ETs arriving, and ETs are doing their share, but for the human race to move into the fifth dimension, we are being told... That's it. We are being told that it's up to us. You know, there have been great records put out in the last century that were actually titled, It's Up to You. And it is up to us to raise our vibrations to the frequencies of love and concentrate on that and eliminate the hate and the anger. In fact, I do talk about my products because I got to make money somehow. I have two amazing albums out there, CD Baby Music Store. And I talk about this because it relates to what we're talking about. Here I am talking about It's Up to You and about projecting love. And I've got plenty of songs on my Songs Better Than Dylan album about projecting love and about love being the emotion and that the earth, she loves you. And I have the philosophical statements in the song. I wrote this song called Jerusalem. It's the solution to the conflict. I don't care if it matters to you or not. It is the solution. In the song is the solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And there's the line that mentions, it's time to give up your anger and hate. We all want peace. Well, that's part of the solution right there. Unless you give up the anger and hate, you're going to be locked in turmoil forever. And that's something we need to do as a human race. It will help us evolve and get to the fifth dimension faster. Why would we want to get there faster? To get away from all the bullshit going on here on Earth. You know, all the nonsense, all the crime, all the evil, all the control, over-control of humans stifling us from being the creative, loving creatures we naturally are. No, don't listen to the lying people tell you you're born of sin. That's a crock of you-know-what. And human beings are born good, loving people. They learn to be sinful or bad, or they learn to hate, they learn to be angry, they learn those bad things. But when human beings are born, they're innocent. They've got a clean slate. Anybody who talks different, they don't know what the heck they're talking about. And if you're listening to my voice and you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem, not me, because I speak the truth and I know what I'm talking about. And I'll argue with anybody my point, because I make it a habit. I only talk what I know to be true. Once in a blue moon, I make a mistake. Oh, that was last month, the blue moon. Anyhow, I have other points. Why you want to buy my albums at CD Baby Music Store? It's on the internet, CD Baby Music Store. Then you just punch in my name, Tom Edison, with a space between the two words. That's right, and that is my real name, Tom Edison, and I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, a write-in candidate, but I got a name that won't be hard to remember. And I'm claiming that's the only way to beat the big guys is do it as a writing candidate, because they don't believe it can be done. But it can be done, but I need a big support team, that's all. And I do claim on every show, not every show, because this show isn't about me just running for president, but when I do talk about it for 5 seconds or whatever, I do claim to be the most qualified person to ever be the president of the United States, because I'm the most knowledgeable one. You know, if you listen to the show, you know I talk about all this high-tech science stuff, ETs, multi-dimensions. I know about all the behind-the-scenes plots going on, and that makes me the most qualified person. Plus, I know how to solve problems, and I'm a songwriter. I write songs with solutions in them. And I also write party songs. That's my other album, American Party Songs. They are party songs. And if you like guitar music, you'll hear some of the best guitar playing you ever heard in your life, comparable to the great guitarists of the 60s and 70s and 80s. After that, I don't think there was any more great guitar playing after the 80s. You know, it's a music business. Is there a music business? It's what they call a music business is totally different nowadays. There's, you know, I won't even get into it. That's why they call the music of the 60s and 70s and 80s classic music, because that's when the classic music, rock and roll music, was being written and recorded and played. And then it all died out in the 90s. It became formula music and techno music and one-note songs and name it. A degrading of the music. And while we're talking about music, this is an educational show. You know, I call it What's a Plot. When they change the vibrational frequencies of the notes. That's it. If you're a guitar player, you know you tune an A to 440. Yeah? The whole thing of going A to 440 was the idea so you could take a keyboard, and no matter what key you played in, the music would sound good and would be in tune. Now, that's great for the keyboard player, but it took away the real flats and sharps. If you study music, you'll find that a B-flat is not an A-sharp in real music, the original way it was set up. We're talking about an A note at 432 cycles per second. And I've tested a few people with this, and I've tuned my guitar down to 432 on an A string, and then subsequent notes, get yourself an electronic tuner, and it'll do the mathematics for you for all the other notes. All you have to do is set one. And I've got a complete agreement every time that the music sounds better when you're tuning your A string down to 432. And I claim this was a trick implanted upon the human race to get us a little out of sync with the universe. Because when the A string tuned at 432, the numbers match the universe numbers. When we're at 440, we're out of sync with the universe. And that's been the plot all along by the bad guys to get us out of sync. Keep us out of sync with the universe. In fact, we're living in an isolated world now because of what was known as the Luciferian Rebellion. And the planet Earth joined that rebellion by those who were here at that time. And we've been out of sync with the universe for a long time. I mean, sure, they know how to reach us when they need us and for certain things, but we're out of sync with a lot of what's going on with the universe. That's why there's a whole crowd of ETs around here that are interested in bringing us back into the fold in connection with the whole universe is where what we should be. We should have been there all along, but there's been all these trick things like changing the musical vibrational scale, and they've been very successful at it, the tricksters. The deceivers, the bad ETs, we could call them, the leeches of the universe that look to enslave gullible people like human beings. And to some extent, we have been an enslaved race. When anybody wants to talk about slavery, let's cut the crap about blaming the Europeans. Because they didn't start, it was the ETs that started, and there are historical records to prove that. And if you're not aware of those historical records, it started 300,000 years ago. Enslavement of the human race by the 12th planet. Well, it's time you educate yourself. So all you people who want to protest out there about slavery, you're ignorant, all of you, because you don't know the real story that started 300,000 years ago. And And it's been that bad lesson of organized slavery was passed on to the human race, and eventually humans started enslaving their own kind. But it was the evil ETs from the 12th planet that brought the whole thing to us. Yeah, I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Again, one of a thousand reasons why you should buy that book, so you can educate yourself as to what the real big picture behind the scene is. It's way bigger than you think. And my book incorporates more generalized information about that big picture than any other book ever written. And you can include the Bible, too. And let's talk really about the Bible. The Bible is a collection. It's an encyclopedia, we could call it, the world's first encyclopedia. It's a collection of 66 books by over 35 different authors. Some of them we're not even sure who authored it, but it's still a collection of 66 separate books that the Roman Catholic Church and Romans put together in like 323 A.D., and they called it the Bible, all right? That's the true story here, okay? You know, the Bible, we've got 66 books written by human beings, some under the influence of, we could say, the Holy Spirit or other celestial beings representing the real God, but many of the books were written just by people out of their own inspirations. All those books in the Bible are not by divine inspiration. Some of them are. When you read it, hey, I studied the book for 9 years. I know what I'm talking about here. And the people in the churches, they are misinforming you. They don't know themselves. Plus, let's talk some more about the what's really in the Bible. First of all, it was created by the Romans. And they did it for, the Romans were pagans. They did this to take over control of, two religions. It was designed to take control of Jewish people and the Christian, new Christian people. That's why there's the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know? Real clever plot, and it worked for a long time. But once we started, the printing press came around, we all started to read this stuff, a lot of questions started coming up, and if you look at it carefully, sure, there's some correlations between the two, but then there's a lot of it that doesn't correlate at all. Completely different viewpoints, you know? Some of it works together, and some of it doesn't, and now that's the real story. Hey, I tell people, hey, you want to know the real story about Earth, about all the religions? It's in the fifth apocryphal revelation. Explains it all. Explains how the heavenly realms work. Explains the celestial authorities. The countless celestial authorities. Yes, there's much more than angels and demons. Much more. So you all have a big education to learn there, and the best place to start is to get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Available everywhere. Amazon, iTunes, Google Play. I think Google Play gives you the best deal money-wise, but I still recommend the book so you can study the pictures. You know, it's easier to study pictures on an 8.5 by 11 page. Yes, the whole book is on 8.5 by 11. So the pictures are pretty big there, and there's a lot in the pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words. We've got pictures of ET spacecraft that are different than anything you've ever seen before. You know, because that's what I captured on film. Oh, I took all the photographs myself, and you got pictures of the dots that could be connected if you knew how to connect them, and all kinds of other unusual things that are captured by cameras that are not within the parameters of human vision, but they do exist, leaving light trails galore, and there's plenty to look at and see. I even have the photographs of the floating, sparkling points of light. I had to name them because nobody else had a description of them in any book anywhere. Nobody else even has a picture of them in any book, as far as I know. But you'll never know that unless you look at what I have in my book, and maybe you can find another book where somebody actually grabbed a picture of that, of these sparkling points of light that float in the air. They're about the size of fireflies, resemble fireflies, but they're not fireflies. I call them sparkling points of light. And they have low candle power. They have like a kind of copper glow to them, like sparklers, 4th of July sparklers. I've actually seen these things. They actually float in the air, and they form geometric patterns. I only have a few pictures of them, but I had seen them extensively beforehand and drew some very accurate diagrams. Yes, I do have the talent to draw accurate linear descriptions of things, and that's in the book too. Again, there's 1,001 reasons to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It provides you more information than if you read the whole Bible, basically, because it gives you a better understanding of what's going on. You know? I mean, really. And I mention other books within my book that are very significant things. I know I can't get away from these ETs. Well, it's an important factor. I don't know if anybody, I mentioned it a week ago or so when it first came out, if anybody's looked into the recent Corey Good information, that's G-O-O-D-E. He's apparently the ET's choice to represent the human race at the Galactic Federation. Well, that's a pretty important position to be offered and given to. And he's doing his best, from what I understand, and he's brought us a lot of important information about the fabled Galactic Federation, which is real. People have talked about it before on the radio, but he's the most recent person to meet with them, and they chose him to represent the people of Earth. And you look it up on the YouTube, Corey Good, or you, I think Jimmy Church radio show has a video on it too. And it's important information, loaded with information about different ET groups that are part of this federation. And it's important information to know because it's part of our future. We're moving into the future. Eventually we'll get to the fifth dimension, and then we'll be quite aware about all these ETs that we've only been hearing hearsay about. Eventually some of them are going to start showing up. And of course, I've warned you already, as I warned you early in the show, that there will be a false flag show up to try to, you know, these criminals, to try to con us some more into accepting BS. And you got to be careful, I say, with this. There's a lot of Pleiadian information out there, and I'm finding, you know, some of it's turning out to be questionable. Like, you know, you want to believe they're good guys, and I believe they are. But I see, you know, there's these little red flags that are popping up. That because I'm a knowledgeable person, I can spot certain things that are just it doesn't just sound right. I mean, if you don't know anything about any of this stuff, you're going to believe everything that shows up, because that's how we are as human beings. We've been designed to that. You believe the first thing you hear, pretty much. But when then you know a lot of information, sometimes you catch on to something that's being talked about, and it doesn't just ring right, or you've heard a different story, and you wonder, how can somebody supposedly being good, presenting themselves to be good have the wrong information. Now, one thing is specific here, you know, I don't make these things up, but I catch on, you know, I pick up on things. There's one of the Pleiadians, you know, they start talking, somebody asked him a question on Twitter or something like that. Can you believe it? Pleiadians have a Twitter accounts. They might have Facebook accounts too, who knows? And of course, if they're doing that, that means they're working with a human, probably, or someone in human form in order to be having a Twitter account. I don't think they can set one up from their spacecraft, but who knows? Maybe they can. Anyhow, there's Pleiadian representatives, claiming to be Pleiadian representatives, out there on Twitter and other, I guess, parts of the... They're putting videos out there, too. And they're talking. In fact, there's one video out there, and the Pleiadians explained everything, which I listened to. It's pretty good at explaining things. You ought to go look for that one. But one thing particularly caught my eye, this one Pleiadian representative starts, somebody asked him something about Satan, I guess. And his answer was, that according to his knowledge, he identifies the creature Enlil as being Satan. Now, if you read the book, The 12th Planet, Enlil is one of the sons of the ruler of the 12th planet. His other brother, Enki, is sometimes known as liking humans, but Enlil hates humans and could give two craps about us and has no qualms about destroying the whole lot of us. But when, you know, I happen to be aware of the universal records that represent the universe, not just the Pleiadians, and perhaps they're not up on the universal records, which define exactly who the one referred to as Satan in the Bible is, the one who became the first lieutenant of Lucifer in his rebellion. And they identify him as a primary Lenandek. And so was Lucifer, a primary Lenandek origin. And of course, we have to thank the Jewish scribes for blurring the whole deal up by, in all the Old Testament scriptures, they have God doing everything. And it's always God, nobody else. But when you read the, become informed of what's on record in the universe as to actually who was interacting with some of the Jewish famous people like Moses, and then later also dealing with Abraham, it was not God. It was other celestial beings having other titles and names, but representing the real God. And unfortunately, the Jewish scribe messed everything up because they called up every experience with every celestial being they refer to as God. And they did the same thing with the dark side. Everything, there was just one bad guy named Satan, who supposedly was also Lucifer and also the devil. Well, when the universal records define a trinity of evil, and the trinity of evil is Lucifer is the one who started the rebellion. Satan was his first lieutenant, and the one known as the devil was the planetary prince of Earth who joined forces with them and put the Earth in isolation, became isolated because he was representing the celestial hierarchy, and he decided to jump in with the bad guy, Lucifer, and his bad buddy, Satan. So the trinity of evil is Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. And I still today hear people that are just ignorant of this universal fact. You know, and it's time we start talking the truth. I mean, some of you probably don't give two craps about this, but, you know, if we're going to talk about things like Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, we need to talk the real story, the factual story, the historical record story, not some make-believe fairy tale that was weaved together by the Jewish scribes. They didn't know themselves, but they decided, well, we'll just make it all one character. And a very bad choice, because it helped confuse humans. To this day, there's humans still confused about that one. And so much for that. But I pick up on these things when I you know, so that makes me think, well, I don't know, all these Paludians, they have a different history they're drawing from, they have different information, or they just don't know when they're trying to wing it. But that's a bad thing to do in front of intelligent people, because we'll pick up on it, and then we're starting to get suspicious. So anyhow, so much for that. Meanwhile, the basic message of the Pleiadians is good. I've read plenty of the Pleiadian books. Barbara Hanclough, I have numerous of her books, and she's, I think, what's called a walk-in, where she's sharing her life with some Pleiadian entity. Oh, here's another little thing that I found out. I found it, like, it's wrong, in my opinion. You know, another one of these Pleiadian representatives out there on the internet, they're talking about Metatron, a famous character of the hierarchy, famous inventor, actually the real author of the book of the Keys of Enoch. Enoch was the scribe who gave the information to the Earthling who wrote the book, and took him on a trip outside the planet. But Enoch is under the guidance of Metatron. That's the official story. But here's the Pleiadians saying Metatron was Enoch. Well, you know, that's another red flag going up. I don't know, the Pleiadians, they don't have their Earth history quite correct, or their celestial knowledge correct. I don't know what it is, but it's not matching, and that's a bad sign. Then they also mentioned some angel called Sandalphon, who's not mentioned in any of the great books that I've read, nor in the Universal Records. They mention he lived as Elijah. Where the books I've been reading, they talk about there's a trinity of Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. All doing their parts to enlighten the human race. No mention of this Sandalphon. In fact, it doesn't even sound like an angelic name. So then I went looking for it on the internet, and then I found something about some rabbi mentioning Sandalphon to be a lesser angel. But now, because I found that on the internet, that makes me even more suspicious. So is this particular Pleiadian representative, is he a con artist? And he went on the internet to see what he could find in relation to information like that. Found some rabbi talking about this angel Sandalphon, which doesn't really even sound like an angelic name. In fact, the name sounds almost phony. I could be wrong, but you check it out yourself. Sandal, like a sandal you wear on your foot, and then phon, P-H-O-N, which almost spells phone, which could be interpreted as a phony sandal, maybe. I don't know. Demons like to toy with us, so I'm questionable about that information, too. And then almost, you know, I'm a skeptic, like, are evil Pleiadians putting information on legitimate Pleiadian sites to try to confuse us more? And there's always a group out there trying to confuse us with misinformation. And it happens all the time. So you got to be on your toes because there's always somebody trying to confuse people with misinformation. Look at public education in America, man. It's a sham. There's so many lies that were told and still being told to people that go to public school. And even the private schools, too. There's a lot of misinformation being put out there. And it's being allowed to happen. And people should be squawking about it. Yes, they should. Because sometimes you need to squawk to get things to happen. Now, while there's still time left, let me remind everybody, it's a call-in show. If you're by a phone, you got something on your mind you want to talk about or share with the listening audience here, the number is 888-627-6008. And a good portion of my listening audience, I believe, is from California because the show airs on there at 10 p.m. Out here on the East Coast, it doesn't come on to 1 a.m., so it's harder for people to stay up that late. You know, the world is not one giant party generation like it used to be years ago. It's been subdued down a little. The party, the people, the party life of going out on the town for the night, it's been dampered. A lot of things have dampered. We don't even have time to get into that, but why it's been dampered. But, you know, staying up to 1 a.m., used to be a big deal. Now, I think it is kind of a big deal. But anyhow, on the East Coast, this show airs at 10 p.m., and so I do talk about California now and then. I mean, you guys, whatever the name of the state is, you could change it probably to the chemtrail state now. There's so many chemtrails being laid out there. I do talk about chemtrails every week because it's a serious problem. It's probably the most serious problem on planet Earth right now that needs to be addressed, fixed. That's all they do in the Congress. They've let a few people talk to them, a group of representatives in the government. I think the Mrs. Peterson from California has gone to talk to them many times about the harmful effects of the chemtrails, and they just listen and do nothing. This is probably one of the most serious problems facing the human race now, because they're doing it all around the globe, California especially. Look what they did to you in California. They used the chemtrails to poison the land. They used the other weather manipulation to keep the rain away, dried out the soil, filled it with poison, aluminum, and strontium and barium particles, which got sucked into the tree roots, which began killing off the trees. So then when the fire was finally started, and it was, somebody had a posted video of actually the laser beam coming down to start the fire in the most recent fires. And, of course, we know they're using laser beams, directed energy weapons, DEW for short, to melt the cars down, even where there's no forest fire burning. You know, somebody was having joystick happy, who had the controls there and decided to melt cars down. And of course, that's just kind of pushing it in your face, like, look what we're doing to you, those of us that have the weapons, and you can't do nothing about it. What are you going to do to stop this? Well, that's the problem here. We need to stop this insanity. And chemtrails is a big part of it. You know, the planes are going up every day and they're spraying poison on the human race, on us. California, you guys are really, they're making an example of you guys out there. And you know, instead of organizing about stupid things and being a bunch of crybabies, organize, get your organizations together and start making an attempt to get this stopped. And unfortunately, the politicians are just total useless pieces of garbage to the politicians. A perfect example, Governor Brown Sheet himself. That's it. This guy doesn't deserve to be in charge of a basketball team, let alone governor of a state. You know, impeach this guy. You know, he's just making one stupid decision after another. You know, total idiot. You know, if he was here and standing in front of me, I'd tell him, listen, sir, you're a total idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. The most serious thing happening to your state, the chemtrails, you're pretending that they're not even happening. You know, you want to talk about global warming. Well, listen, if you can't talk about global warming without talking about chemtrails, because the chemtrails are causing the global warming and they're poisoning the earth at the same time. It has to be stopped. I initially asked people, hey, you know, tweet the president or write the president. It's still a plan. If you're a school teacher out there, you got kids going to school, try to get the school to get the kids to write letters to the White House. Letters do have more important effect, a powerful effect than you think. Yes, that old thing, you might have to have a special class to instruct the children how to write a letter and mail it. They might not know how to do that nowadays because everything is being done with computers and emails. But it is an important tool for influencing government as much as you could possibly influence. And we know the easy way to influence government, money. Yeah. All we have to do, if we had somebody had enough money to throw away, just bribe everybody in the Congress to, or even the president, he'll take a bribe too, I'm sure, to get their attention, wave the money, and say, look, stop the chemtrails. They're no good. And then they'll all come together and say, you know what? Those chemtrails are no good. We're going to stop them. We're going to give get the president to write an executive order. That's the easiest solution, but apparently the message isn't getting to him. Maybe we need to collect donations and send him a check for $1 million or $1 billion, and then he'll say, well, why am I getting this money? And then attached to that $1 billion check will be the message, write the executive order to stop the chemtrails, and I think he'll do it then, because he will have been sufficiently bribed to do it. He knows how to play that game. And we could do that with the Congress, too. So all you people out there with big bucks money and don't know what to do with it, save the human race from the chemtrails. Send the bribe money out there, or just put it in a kitty and publicly say, look, this money is here for you, our government, to give you the incentive to stop the chemtrails. And I believe they will find a way to respond to that and grab the loot. Hey, it's a plan. Meanwhile, the only other plan B I've talked about requires military people. Hey, get in touch with me. Go to the radio show, click on my profile of my show name or profile of my name, and you'll find out how to get in contact with me. If you're with the Air Force or the military unit, they have some connections in the military, that's the only second way to stop these chemtrails. Get them involved in doing the work to get the job done. That's about it. Hey, I'm doing my part talking about it. And actually, it's too late to call in now. You missed your opportunity. You know, you could have been somebody on the radio giving your 2 cents and having people listen to you, but you missed the opportunity. All you had to do was dial in the number on the phone. It's too late now. In fact, we're coming to the end of the show. And so I ask people to go before the show's over. I always ask people, go to the CD Baby Music Store. I have two great albums out there. If you like guitar music, you will be impressed at the guitar solos on American party songs. If you like philosophical music, folk music, songs better than Dylan. The largest collection of philosophical, great written original songs. All my songs, I only record my own songs because I have that many well-written songs. And they're great songs, people have told me myself. In fact, when I started writing songs ways back, I started by writing folk songs. And people would tell me, man, you're just like Dylan. So from the very beginning, there was a recognition there. And so I have no qualms about it. In fact, I'm bold enough to say songs better than Dylan. 22 of the greatest philosophical, social commentary songs ever put together on one album. And the last song, after we do the countdown, is the first song on that album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. But anyhow, you can get previews of all the songs by going to CD Baby Music Store. But don't even waste your time. Just go there. Well, you know, you're going to be curious. And simply buy it. You won't be disappointed. You know, it depends on your taste in music. You like folk music. You like songs like Dylan used to write. Buy songs better than Dylan. And if you like party songs, buy American party songs, especially if you're a guitar player. You'll hear some of the greatest guitar licks ever put together on an album. It's there, although I couldn't say it. Anyhow, this is the end of the show. You can get the two albums at CD Baby Music Store. You can get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and become an educated person. On your way to becoming an educated person, it'll lead you to more important books that I mention in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Plus, it reveals a highlighting and my invention of a new form of highlighting that nobody else ever came up with. I invented it myself, and I use it throughout the whole book, Connect the Dots Theory. So this is the Connect the Dots radio show, and we're getting to the end of the show, and I'm going to do the countdown now. Mr. Engineer, here comes the countdown, and you, the listeners, are going to get to hear the end of the song, Are You the Partying Kind? You'll hear the guitar solo at the end of that, and then followed by I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Here you go, Mr. Engineer, the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I their eyes.